Hello there. Welcome to this new episode of the ECCBC podcast, where we'll discuss a fundamental topic, gender inclusion. It's a subject that concerns us all, whether we're men, women, or identify differently. But how can gender diversity make our work environment more respectful, innovative, and enjoyable for everyone? That's what we'll explore today. Why is gender diversity crucial? Gender inclusion isn't just about parity. It's primarily about respect and collaboration. When we talk about gender diversity, it's not merely about balancing men and women. It's also about recognizing and valuing different genders in all their diversity. Regardless of one's gender identity, everyone deserves respect for who they are. So, why is this inclusion so important? Because diversity equates to richness. A workplace where genders intersect leads to more creative ideas, original solutions, and better problem-solving approaches. By including everyone, we enrich our perspectives and become stronger together. Gender stereotypes at work. However, despite progress, many gender stereotypes persist. We've all, in some way, encountered preconceived notions. For example, assuming a man is more suited to lead a team or a woman is naturally better at organizational tasks. These are hasty judgments, not based on actual competencies. These stereotypes, often invisible, influence our decisions, choices, and collaboration methods. Sometimes, we might give more credit or trust to someone simply because they fit an image we have in mind. That's not fair, and it's something we need to change. The impact of gender diversity on the company. When a team comprises individuals of different genders, it creates balance. This balance benefits everyone. In an inclusive environment, people feel better, are more engaged, and are eager to contribute. It's not just about increased productivity. It's also about well-being and mutual respect. Being in a setting where everyone feels respected and valued allows us all to give our best. This mutual respect fosters a positive atmosphere where everyone can flourish, regardless of gender. How can each of us contribute to gender inclusion at work? So, practically, how can each of us promote gender inclusion? Here are some simple actions we can implement daily. Active listening. Pay attention to everyone's ideas, regardless of gender. Listening is a powerful way to value others' contributions. Challenge our stereotypes. Be aware of our own biases and preconceived ideas. Avoid making assumptions about someone's abilities based on their gender. Instead, let each person surprise us with their skills. Encourage diverse viewpoints. In team settings, always promote a variety of ideas. A group that welcomes different perspectives is one where everyone can grow. Support colleagues. If you hear sexist remarks or witness inappropriate behavior, don't hesitate to speak up. Challenging such actions helps create a safer and more respectful environment for all. Gender inclusion in our workplace isn't just a corporate goal. It's a fundamental human value. It's about respect, equality, and recognizing each individual's humanity. We all have a role to play in this endeavor. Creating a work environment where all genders are respected doesn't happen overnight, but every small gesture, every action counts. Together, we can make our company a model of diversity and inclusion. Thank you for taking this time to reflect on gender inclusion with me. I hope this episode has inspired you and provided ideas to contribute to this change. Stay tuned for our upcoming podcasts, where we'll continue to explore other essential topics. for a more inclusive work environment.